know is an important part of our hockey club. But
yeah, where's he fit in then? I thought he might be up with Morrow. But I got okay. So Ryder's been with them all camp.
Yeah.
Burrish on the third line.
Burrish is going to have to work himself back in there, and I think that's kind of what I alluded to earlier, Dan, is that we have depth and we have competition at each position now, which is a far cry from where we've been. So I think Adam has missed most of training camp. He's just starting to skate again, and he's going to have to work himself back in, but those are good things.
Okay. Here's a topic that you probably get beaten by, but we have to bring it up. Ownership, new ownership on the horizon. Is there anything that Stars fans, where are we at right now? Are we owned by creditors? Who owns the Stars? Who owns the Chiefs?
Who owns the Chiefs? We're still owned by the creditors, although we are in the middle of this bankruptcy period, probably for another couple weeks. If another group, Tom Gagliardi from Vancouver has put a pretty significant bid on the table. So we're in that bankruptcy period now where other groups can get involved in the process. If they don't after the two-week period that's remaining, then I think it will go to the Board of Governors for approval of Tom Gagliardi. But who knows what can happen in the next couple of weeks.
You don't have any players that will roll into your office that are concerned about this ownership thing, do you? They're just kind of saying, just let it happen as it happens, and they concentrate on what's going on the ice?
Yeah, and I think that's what we've done all along, is that we've kind of sheltered this from our group. And I think hockey players are hockey players. They concentrate on what they have to do, and they don't care which 23 guys are within those walls. They're gonna believe, and so they should, that they can win with those 23, regardless of what's happening at ownership.
All right, this is Joe Neuwendijk, GM of the Stars, helping us get ready for Stars hockey, which starts this evening. And I'm sure they'd appreciate if we said good seats are still available, or at least there's some seats still available for the home opener tonight. In NHL-wise, there's been a couple of changes, too. I want to get your take on. Is there a new concussion policy now? I know that, Sidney Crosby is all the rage, and that's just a big storyline, whether how much he'll play, if any at all, right?
Yeah, well, he is skating, and it does look like he's getting closer. I think the one thing that's happened, Dan, is that concussions have always been around. It's just the protocol now has, we're finally probably getting it right, as far as the treatment of these things. And unfortunately, the number that is so alarming now is man games lost due to that injury. But that's a good thing. We're more cautious than we ever have been before. It's still a bit of a gray area, but with the NHL, and I've sat on that committee, we're really trying to take steps to make the game safer. I think you see lots of different signs of that, especially the suspensions that Brendan Shanahan has been handing out. It's trying to become a behavioral change of the players, where they cannot target the head anymore. We're really trying to get a control of this epidemic.
That's my next. You flowed right into it. The next big thing off season, I think, is that Shanahan is now Colin Campbell, what we've come to be known as that position. And it seems like everybody's very pleased with the way he's handling things thus far is differently.
Well, I think most people are. I know Don Cherry hasn't been, and after hearing him on Coach's Corner the other night in Hockey Canada, he had some strong words. But I think the old school mentality is, we have to evolve. The game has evolved, and we certainly do too. It is a real problem, and I like what Shanny's doing. I've said that for a couple of years now, that when you give players one or two game suspensions, they almost look at it as a holiday. But when you do what Shanny's doing, it is very real. The time that you miss from your team and the hit that you take in the wallet, and I think the players are getting the message.
Well, and it seems he's being very open and about why he's doing everything, and being very accessible to the media and whatnot. And it just seems like in the past there might have been questions, and we'd have controversy, and why are they doing it like this? He's he's laying it all right out there. That seems like a good thing.
Yeah, it really is. And he had that vision right from day one of taking over this job, that he wanted to incorporate the fans and the media in his explanation and through the use of video. And wasn't really sure how that was all going to play out, but it's been a real positive thing. I think it's really well done, and it gives everybody an understanding of exactly what's going on and what he's thinking. And I've heard nothing but good things about it.
And as far as it stands right now, just to retouch ownership just for a second, you guys are above the ceiling of the cap, or excuse me, above the floor of the salary cap, but not by much. There's a lot of space between you and the top, I think around $14 million or so. Is there any flexibility there as far as what you can do? Or am I getting way ahead of myself looking up to the trade deadline and things like that?
Yeah, I think we're getting a little ahead there, Dan, but I think it's an important note, though, to and exactly what you're saying is that we are well positioned where we are cap wise, where we are contract wise. We don't have anything that's really overly long term like some other teams may have, and we don't have any crazy contracts, in my opinion. So with new ownership, we're going to have a lot of flexibility to do things if a new owner so desires, but regardless, we're well positioned to move ahead.
All right, Joe. Well, it's always great to talk with you. Really appreciate it. Thanks for I give you a public thanks, I guess, for letting me sit on the bench or stand on the bench, stand next to Willie's box. That was a good time.
Well, that's great. Any time you want to do that, Dan, I think you may have gotten involved in some of the trash talk that was going on, too, from what I hear.
Yeah, I think I've been fined. But that means I get to go to the team party because I'm putting in for
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
All right, thanks, Joe. Good luck this season.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
All right, Joe.
Thanks Joe. Bye.
That is Joe Neuwendijk.